The Czech Republic is getting its share of winter weather. Heavy snow and freezing temperatures have disrupted traffic across the country, with the main motorways and railway experiencing severe problems. Prague's Ruzyně Airport was closed for traffic overnight, and many international flights, similarly as train connections, are delayed. The authorities in most major cities are struggling to get the situation under control and have asked people to leave their cars at home. I am now joined in the studio by Jan Richter. Jan, how is the country coping with the weather?
Well, Ruth, it has not been easy in most parts of the Czech Republic. There is a running joke each year that winter always takes road maintenance people by surprise. But I think this time, this year, it's undeserved, because overnight, since Wednesday evening until this morning, around 10 to 20 centimeters of fresh snow fell across the country. We have seen the worst situation on Czech roads. The D1 motorway that connects the east with the rest of the country has been blocked several times, especially by trucks that got stuck in the snow. There have been many accidents almost everywhere, including the D5 motorway that between Prague and the German border. The authorities say that winter tires are essential to be able to drive safely in these conditions, and they also advise drivers to use snow chains. As for trains, Czech Railways has declared a nationwide emergency. Some trains have been cancelled, others are facing hour-long delays. The situation is apparently improving on regional railway lines, and the company is advising people to check the latest news online on their website.
We heard Prague's Ruzyně Airport is once again operational, but travellers should expect delays.
That's right, they most certainly should. The airport was closed between 11 p.m. on Wednesday night until the early hours of today. Many flights were cancelled and others severely delayed. The situation has improved since this morning, but problems persist, especially with incoming flights. A little while ago, I spoke to the spokeswoman for Prague Airport, Michaela Lagronova.
The situation here at Prague Airport is stabilized. The air traffic is without any problems. Of course, there happen to be delays on flights, especially on arrivals to Prague, but that is to do with the weather situation in all Europe. But the air traffic is without any heavy problems right now.
When you say delays, how long are the delays right now, and when do you think that flights could return to normal schedule?
I have no idea. That depends on the situation and weather. I said it concerns the arrivals to Prague, which is something that we can't influence as Prague Airport. So it really, you know, I probably suggest that everybody follows the weather forecast and contacts the airline where he or she bought the air tickets for more information about whether the flight is going to be cancelled or not.
That was Michaela Lagronova from Prague Airport. And what are things looking like in the capital?
Not very good, I'm afraid, Ruth. Just like in most major cities, in fact, there's been many injuries. Many people were injured after slipping in the street because it was very difficult to clear the streets from this amount of snow. Public transport is slow and difficult, with trams and buses stuck, delayed and sometimes detoured. There have been traffic jams in Prague and other cities, and the authorities are telling people to leave their cars at home for the time being. However, the situation began to improve in the afternoon, so it might ease up by tonight.
Finally, Jan, what is the outlook for tomorrow and the weekend?
Well, the east of the country is bracing itself for more snow there on Friday and Saturday. Meteorologists warn that between 15 to 20 centimeters of fresh snow should fall in Moravia and eastern Bohemia over the weekend, so we can expect more problems on roads in that part of the country. In Prague and the western parts of the Czech Republic, it should not snow, but it should be freezing and sunny, so traffic here is expected to return to normal by Friday.
Thank you, Jan Richter. Let's hope the worst is over.